Hare Krishna. Well, I have now an abbreviated question from Madhava Toshini, and she's responding to a podcast that I'd made earlier where I found myself in an embarrassed situation because we had some devotee children who were introducing themselves, who were present when I was introducing them to some other people, and they didn't know how to introduce themselves, and that for me was quite embarrassing. So her comment is that, well, her experience is that the parents don't introduce themselves. Obviously, if the parents aren't doing something, then why will the children do something? And that has not been my personal experience. But certainly, I have had experience of devotees not being as welcoming to guests as they could be. They're not being as friendly to guests as they could be. I've had, not pleasant experience or encounter in this way. And it's something that we shouldn't underestimate. Oh, that's not the important thing. You said we're devotees and non-devotees or such and such. And it's a fact that probably in the world today, children are a lot less trained in good behavior than generations past. But at the same time, in better families, it's still emphasized, and particularly in that reference that I was making to an earlier vlog, that was the case. How an acquaintance, not a devotee, but how their son nicely introduced himself without any prompting, and our children didn't know how to respond in kind. So, but we should. We should be able to do that, and of course parents should be able to do that and be able to welcome people, which is also sometimes a phenomenon that I have observed with adults, is that they will just take for granted that someone's on our premises, on our temple, and without saying, hello, how are you, my name is such and such, may I help you, even if it's not particularly my business to do so. But this type of politeness, it is, it's important. Why is it important? Because it's a good material quality that even if it's not present in other people, certainly people will appreciate it when they see it in devotees. And they'll when they see it in devotees, and they will then think well of devotees, and that thinking well of devotees is sadhu shraddha. It's a very positive impression, and that will make them qualified, give them qualification for devotional activity. And then to the contrary, or the opposite, when we don't behave in a proper way and people become quote-unquote turned off from devotees, actually that becomes namaparad on behalf of the devotee. Yes, that you're taking away the opportunity for someone, you're taking away their faith in devotional service. Here's an opportunity to build faith in them, and now they lose faith. Then we think, oh, it's not so important. The important thing is that we're devotees. It's just the bhaktir bhagavatiya kinchana. No, but the devotee, as Srila Prabhupada said, is a perfect gentleman. So, perfect gentlemen, perfect gentle ladies, these are qualities that need to be there and need to be shown. Oh, yes, just one last example that I'll try to translate into English was when Shambi Hari came with me to Canada. I came on multiple times on visits when I went to visit my mother. And anyway, there's no translation in Hungarian. It's just kezi csókolom, which means that, you know, I kiss your hand. Now, in France, that's how men would actually greet ladies. They would take their hand and kiss their hand in Hungarian and just say that. But it's not that much. It's no longer really sort of in vogue. People don't really do that anymore. But my mother was very pleasantly surprised when she heard that, and she said, "Wow, I haven't heard anyone say that for a long time." So, and that left a favorable impression on her, no doubt. Devotees are also cultured people, and